urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Help your fireplace warm your home with an energy-efficient direct vent gas insert or a great-looking gas log set made locally by American Hearth. At the Fireplace and Grill Center, customize the look you want with traditional or contemporary models that will transform your fireplace into a beautiful heating work of art. See over 35 burning displays at the Fireplace and Grill Center, 14224 Manchester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Appliance Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend Dynagreen Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature, in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want Dynagreen. And to find out more, DynagreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. For your local authorized Dynagreen dealer, check out our friends at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse.
Are you struggling with your house payment? Did you inherit a property you don't know what to do with? Maybe behind on your real estate taxes and close to losing your home? Distressed real estate equals lots of stress. What do you do? Call me, Terry Hall. I can help you solve these issues, get you the most money you can get, and help you get on with your life. Distressed properties need experienced help that you can trust. Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate. Call me, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524.
Lemon pledge and meat sauce.
Is that Ray Romano?
Yeah.
His voice is so distinctive.
He's got that.
He's got that perpetual sinus nasal. It's like he needs to have his nasal passage.
Meat sauce. Yeah. Pledge meat sauce.
That's very good, Peon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the... Today... is 11-12-14. November 12th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. I'm sure you know what they do, but we're going to remind you. Also remind you how much the average savings is per month for people who are smart and turn to them.
Hey!
But first, a round of introductions. Control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs, then now is a great time to call Mark and Jason. They can go over all of the options in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Why, look who's in the house with his trouser mouse. It's Dan Strauss. How's it going, Dan?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy is so proud of his son. It's all he's talked about today. His son just...
He has a new son? Or no?
This is an adopted son.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know about his
son. No, I didn't know about it either. And now he was in tears earlier. He's so proud. He said that his son had just passed all the tests and had finally graduated. He is now an official member of, it's not SEAL Team 6. What Team 6?
Cheese.
Cheese Team 6.
Cheese Team 6.
It's a special elite group of cheese experts.
Huh.
That apparently it's just not that easy to get into.
Wow.
You gotta know every cheese, everything about the cheese. Congratulations, Rat Boy. You tell your son congratulations. Rat Boy Jr.
I can't imagine him being more proud about anything than that.
No, that's it. That's his highlight of his whole life. The highlight of mine is great polka music, as it probably is yours. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. The Playhouse. And the great joke that finishes it off is brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. My first mortgage, I'll tell you how old I was when I got my first mortgage. I got to go back and calculate here. 27, I think. 28 years old, I believe. First mortgage, $53,000 house. Not far from Westport. Maybe... Well, you know where Pheasant Run is, off Dorset. It was right behind there. And I loved everything except the name of our street. And I've told you this before. It was our first residence that was our home. Not an apartment. We actually had a home. But it was on Turkey Creek Court. And I just didn't, you know, I wanted it to be, you know, Oakview Lane or, you know, something. Gardendale Avenue. No, Turkey Creek Court. Still there. Haven't seen it for years. One of these days I'll drive by after work and just go see if the place is still standing. But that's a great feeling when you get your first... Now, PN, you've still never had a house, have you?
No.
You will. You will one day. With the cash you're raking in from the radio business, you're going to have a home. You know, an estate, probably. It is... I do hear people say on occasion they're not homeowners anymore and they much prefer being renters. I guess I get that if you're older and you no longer want to keep up with all the stuff that has to be kept up with when you have a house. But owning a home is a big deal. And you need a couple of things. You usually need some kind of down payment. Sometimes you don't, but you just need a small down payment. You need to be able to make those payments. And whoever the lending institution is, let's just pick one. Oh, I don't know. American Equity Mortgage. They're going to want to know that you're going to be able to make your payments. I think the general rule of thumb is that your house payment should be about a fourth of your gross monthly income. That's what it used to be anyway. So then you're a homeowner, and no longer can the landlord tell you what you can or can't hang up or put in the yard or what color to paint your house. And the other great thing about being a homeowner is that down the road, then when you need to borrow money, another great advantage. You have equity in your house, which means you can borrow money and the interest rate on the debt will be a whole lot less than it is for other people because you get to take advantage of the current still super low mortgage rates. That's called a home equity loan or debt consolidation if you're borrowing the money to pay off bad debt like credit card debt. Let them tell you about it. They've done this for a long time and they're real good at it. They've saved a lot of people a lot of money. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com. Or 314-878-9999. There is something that still to this day drives me crazy, and it shouldn't. Because it's not a big deal. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's just something that is an old guy, and I'll guarantee you other guys my age will understand what I'm saying. This wearing the cap backwards, what the heck? What is that? It just bugs me. It doesn't hurt anybody. It's not. There's nothing about it that's bad. It's just I still don't get it. It looks stupid to me.
And some caps too. Now that since a lot of people have been doing that, wearing them backwards, they put their logo on the very back of the hat too. Now, so
which becomes the front of the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done it, but you know when I've done it? In a bass boat. When you're flying across the water, because your cap would blow off. So you turn your cap around. I was at the light today next to a guy, and the guy's got music going. I look over, and he's got his cap on backwards. And I just wanted to say, turn your cap around, but I can't say that because it's none of my business, and it's not hurting anybody. It's just one of those irritating things. It's just, when you'll see everybody. When you get old one day, and, there'll be things that'll bother you.
Kids with their caps turned around.
Now, I will tell you something I don't get that is irritating, I think irritates a lot of people, is this music that's specifically produced and recorded when you pull up, you know, next to the car. Yeah, and it's rattling the doors off the thing, and you can't hear any of the music. You just hear and I know you're a bass player, Dan, so you're probably offended by what you probably have a recording of just you playing bass.
Yeah, no, I'm not offended by that because I don't understand that either. All you hear is
yeah, but the more of that, I guess the cooler. They actually make recordings of just bass lines that just a thump of your car. Somebody sent me this. It's not long enough or quite, it doesn't qualify as a Playhouse joke, but it's pretty funny. It's done in the form of a news release. Here's what it says. The National Institute of Health has just released the results of a $200 million research study completed under a grant to Johns Hopkins. The new study has found that women who carry a little extra weight live longer than the men who point it out to them.
Oh. Wow. That makes sense.
Yes, it does. And I know it's a kind of a running long joke about, ooh, do I look fat in these jeans? Gentlemen, let me tell you something. That will happen, and you'll find yourself in that. It may not be jeans, but she will come to you one day and say, do you think this makes me look? Just say, not at all. That's the answer. Because she's going to ask you something, if it's something negative, and you just go, oh, no, not at all. Remember, that's your answer. Or have you ever had this happen where they come up and say, my wife will do this every once in a while. Which shoes should I wear? And she'll have a dress or something. Like, I have any idea what goes with what. But she'll say, which ones of these shoes do you like? The smart thing to do is say, which ones do you think look better? And then when she tells you, go, hi, those are the same ones I was going to pick. That's what you have to do. Because as soon as you pick one pair over the other, here's the response. What's wrong with this other pair?
Yeah, I like those. What? Oh, I can't wear those. This is fall. Yeah.
And then why did you ask me? But you can't say that either. No. You can't say, then why did you ask me?
I don't know. I may be talking out of school here, but Angela's gotten fat here the last couple months. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to have to say something to her.
You can get away with it. If she says, hey, do I look pregnant in this? You go, yeah.
Really?
You look like 8 months
pregnant.
Are
you eating that as well?
Hey, has she had any cravings yet?
No, not any weird things. Ice cream. I mean, I think that's pretty normal, though.
That's a very common one.
Yeah.
But nothing else?
No.
Because with a lot of women, it's a particular Chinese food. Or
pickles or something. Yeah,
yeah,
no,
pickles are
nothing
big.
Nothing too weird.
And with some women, it's a particular flavor. Like, it has to be pistachio ice cream. And when they have to have it, like, in the middle of the night, go get it. I mean, it's weird. And I don't remember my wife having any of that, but hey, I don't remember a lot of things. This is not gonna sit well with a lot of people who love Obamacare, but I got a big kick out of this. Jonathan Gruber, do you know who this is? He's an MIT professor, and he is generally known as the architect of Obamacare, the guy who pretty much put it together, crafted it, worded it. He, in an interview, and I can't imagine what he was thinking or not thinking when he did this, but it's been in the news, all over the news the last day or so. He's now taking back his remarks that the healthcare system was passed, Obamacare, only because of, and these are his words, lack of transparency and the stupidity of the American voter.
Oh.
Yeah. He now says he spoke inappropriately, and he said those comments were made off the cuff, and I regret having made them. Well, whether they were made off the cuff or not.
He still means them.
Yeah, what you basically said, Mr. Gruber, is that you were part of putting together a health care package that because you were able to do it without transparency, in other words, without letting people really know what it was, and because of the stupidity of the American voter, it got put through and passed. I would imagine the president of the United States is not real happy with this guy. And if Mr. Gruber at MIT has his secretary buzz him and go, the president is on the line. I'm in a meeting.
Take a message.
Yeah. Wow. When you hear people talk like somebody my dad's age talk about the good old days. Thank you, Carol, for sending me this. This is a terrific article. The people who talk about the good old days, how great it was, 100 years ago or 80 years ago. Check this out. And a lot of this, I'm sure it's true and it is based on actual articles from many, many, many years ago, but you just never stop to really think about it. Before there were cars, and before we had, you know, carbon footprints, I hate that term, by the way. I love gasoline. And noises of engines and things, everybody got around on horses, either horseback or horse-drawn wagons. And what we forget is that towns, even cities, were filled with horses and carriages. And the horses didn't burn gas, but they burned food. And the emissions were horse poop. Listen to this. In 1894, the Times of London projected that by 1950, now you got to keep in mind this is 1894, there's no way they could have envisioned cars taking over. So they said that by 1950, every street in New York City would be buried 9 feet deep in horse manure.
Oh.
That was their calculation by then of how many people and how many horses there would be that they needed to carry those people. In 1880, New York and Brooklyn had a combined horse population of 150,000 to 175,000 horses, and that was before the horse population reached its peak. Each horse produced between 15 and 30 pounds of horse manure a day.
Ooh.
On the streets.
Ooh, Nelly.
That's 3 to 4 million pounds of horse manure. It was piled in vacant lots in New York and in other cities.
Oh.
Some places they would reach, because when they cleaned it off the streets, they would temporarily take it somewhere, into, like we do snow when we plow snow. And it said the piles of horse manure would commonly reach 40 or 60 feet high.
Good grief.
And there were people known as crossing sweepers. They stood on the street corners, and for a fee, they would clear a path through the horse doo-doo for pedestrians to walk.
Oh, man.
Each horse produced a quart of urine a day. That means a total in those cities of daily horse urine of 40,000 gallons of horse pee. Now, this pee and this poop is on the streets. And when it rained, it said, forget it, horse manure turned into, like, diarrhea mud. And people would slosh through it. They drag it into their homes. It was on their shoes, on their boots. Summer came, and then it baked and hardened in the sun, pounded by traffic, turned into a fine horse doo-doo dust, which covered everything, and said, so today when we complain and we want to say the good old days, just remember they weren't that good. And here's one other thing they mentioned. Keep in mind that with all these horses and all this doo-doo, it attracted a lot of flies. There were no screens. The screen window didn't come into being until about 1900, and then there were very few window screens. So not till into the 1900s did they have screens. So flies were all over the place, and they were spreading disease. And I think what we get walk away with from here is, hey, these are the good old days today. Now, I know you guys had a tough time today getting through the show because of the death of Big Bank Hank, the rapper.
Well,
Big Bank Hank?
You familiar with the Sugar Hill Gang?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Actually, are you seriously?
Yes, I have heard of the Sugar Hill Gang.
I've heard of the Sugar Hill Gang, but I haven't heard of Big Bank.
Well, Big Bank
Hank
was part of the Sugar Hill Gang. He's passed away at the age of 57 from cancer.
Wow.
And I did go and listen to Rapper's Delight.
That was their biggest hit, yeah.
You know what? It wasn't bad. And then that movie with Adam Sandler, the wedding thing where that old lady does that hip and hop and hip and hop hop.
That's it.
The wedding singer?
I didn't know till I heard this thing. That's what she's
doing.
She's doing is her version of that song.
Wasn't that one of the first? Is that like one of the first rap songs?
Yes. And it's actually listenable. It's not filthy.
Oh, yeah.
So at some place we took a bad turn. Turn it up. And I never knew till today when I heard this that that old lady in that movie, that's what she was doing.
Oh.
He was born Henry Jackson, but he was known as Big Bank Hank. He was also known as Dimp, as Imp the Dimp.
Imp the Dimp.
Imp the Dimp.
Imp the Dimp, sure.
So rest in peace there, Big Bank Hank. Too bad, Big Bank, that rap couldn't have continued along that path and just have been fun. Listenable,
it's about boogieing, and
it didn't have to turn sour and nasty and hateful and calling women whores and hating people. Too bad it took that turn. He's probably rolling over in his grave. Even was rolling over before he was in his grave. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy goes to the doctor for a physical, and the doctor says, "Bob, you know I like that name, Bob, in jokes. I do." Is Bob, are you getting any physical activity? He said, well, yeah. He says, look, doctor says, Bob, let's just take yesterday. Yesterday. Did you get any activity yesterday, any physical exercise? What'd you do yesterday? And Bob says, well, I walked. I'd say I walked about 5 hours, about 7 miles, because there was a lot of rough terrain. And I waited along the edge of a lake, and I kind of pushed and shoved my way through some thorns and some bushes, got some sand in my shoes, got sand in my eyes, and almost stepped on a snake. I climbed some hills. I climbed some rocky hills, kind of difficult. Stopped, took a leak behind some trees, and was pretty exhausted after all of it. At the end of it, I drank about 8 beers, and the doctor said, what? You 5-hour walk and 7 miles through thorns and rocks and sand in your shoes, and you must be a hell of an outdoorsman. He goes, no, I'm just a really horrible golfer.
Meet me. Time for another look at traffic. We've had a few problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, and we've got some more. We've got a report of an accident on southbound 270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Things are really jammed pretty solid now from Page all the way down. You had a four-car accident on westbound 40 out at Timberlake Manor. Things are already slow between Grand and McCausland. Then you're running slow from Spady all the way out through Timberlake Manor. Eastbound drivers, you're jammed up now from Chesterfield Parkway West up through Mason. Southbound 170, it's a jam now. It's looks like it's from about Midland all the way down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, you're slowing between Riverview and Lucas and Hunt. You're slow again from 170 out through Lindbergh. Northbound 170, heavy from 70 all the way up through 270. And 270, some slow pockets between Lindbergh and New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
When threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS. When you need to know. The Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station. KTRS. Depend on it.
Truck lovers, are you ready for the fall and winter months? Is your truck ready? Pure Performance Automotive Center in St. Charles can get your truck or automobile ready for the upcoming hunting season and harsh winter months that are just ahead. With a 20,000 square foot showroom and an expert staff ready to serve you, Pure Performance has all of the extra upgrades that your truck needs, including those specialty items that you just can't get from dealerships. Located just off Highway 70 on Truman Boulevard, Pure Performance stocks a huge selection of wheels, tires, and off-road accessories. If you're looking for tonneau covers or floor mats, if you need bed liners or lift kits, if your gas vehicle doesn't have the power, fuel mileage, or performance you've come to expect, visit Pure Performance today. As one of the largest independent retail parts and installation stores in the Midwest, Pure Performance is a fully equipped one-stop shop for everything automotive. Pure Performance, Highway 70 and Truman Boulevard in St. Charles, 636-946-8554. PurePerformance.com.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis, 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters End of the Year Upgrade Sale. Call, click, or stop in today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above. Plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free. Only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Martin Kilcoyne here, and you've heard me talk about the Infinity from Marvin, the 100% fiberglass window available from Amazing Siding and Windows. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. Don't be fooled by the gimmicks the other window companies try. Vinyl windows simply don't stack up. And you need to act now at 636-230-5800. Remember that number, 636-230-5800, because you'll save 15% off per window and $250 off per patio door. No money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for 18 months. But you must act now. Get those new windows and patio doors before the holidays. Start saving on your energy costs. 636-230-5800 or stop by the Amazing Siding and Infinity showroom there in Ellisville, Old State Road, just off Manchester, AmazingSidingSTL.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it from your friends at the Big 550. AmazingSidingSTL.com.
It's pumpkin season at Denny's. Try the new pumpkin pancakes breakfast. Look for Denny's coupons in your mailbox on November 17th. Welcome to America's Diner.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 to 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly's Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon, the whiskey distiller of the year 3 out of the last 4 years, Kentucky's finest straight bourbon whiskey, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you're gonna let me get sober, leave me alone, let me go home.
Well, we don't have to leave him alone, let him go home, because he is home. I believe his name is Mike Evans, and he's in Southern California. And his sponsor is Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Two sponsors in one. The old Search commercial. Some people will remember that. They're next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, and gift certificates from either or both are always a great idea, not only the holiday season, but any time of year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market now present the one and only Mike Evans. What's going on, Homer? Slurping time.
Been enjoying some good wine lately.
Yeah?
One of our listeners sent me a bottle of wine.
Listeners in St. Louis or elsewhere?
In St. Louis.
Oh.
Really?
Now, are you ever concerned that that might be tainted or poisoned? Could be from another station, somebody working there pretending to be a listener, jealous that you're on this show, jealous you're on this station, going, hey, I think I'll put some antifreeze in here.
Or X-Lax.
No, I just think they really appreciate what I do and feel sorry for me when I get treated poorly and meanly.
Listen to that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who says her dream was not to be an actress but to be a teacher. Renee Zellweger. Yeah. Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock.
Bullocks.
Oh, yeah. Eva Longoria.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd like to have any of those as my teacher.
You
maybe
bet.
Stay after school. You maybe bet. She could paddle me you when bet. I was bad. Hmm. Okay. TV news, the worst award show ever is coming Friday night on television. It's called the Hollywood Award Show. It's beyond bogus. It is actually reach bunk. Only 12 people pick the winners. The first winners have to agree to appear on the telecast. If they don't, then they're told, well, actually, you didn't win. Sorry about that. It's ridiculous. There's already trouble in paradise. Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, yeah, she's a hot one.
Is more militant and demanding than ever on The View. Producers don't know what to do, and adding to the problem, ratings are in the toilet.
I know what to do. Get rid of her.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you did the first time.
Sad news. Actress who played Mrs. Wallowitz on The Big Bang Theory died yesterday. Very nice lady. Her name was Carol Ann Susie. She was 62 years old. One of the most accomplished character actresses. You would recognize her because she's in a ton of things. I never really saw her in Big Bang. She was always a voice of you heard from another room, but just a really nice lady.
Yeah, what are they going to do? She had a pretty big plot line this season.
I think what they'll do is they'll find a voice that's just as close
to it. Close to it, yeah.
For the record, NFL attendance is down. TV ads for Super Bowls are running behind last year. Attendance is down because tickets for four in some stadiums, the average for four people, parking, hot dogs, sodas, runs about $525.
I actually thought you'd say more for parking, soda, hot dogs, and tickets.
There's a lot more fan violence in stadiums. I don't think you find that there in St. Louis, but you certainly do in other stadiums. Who needs it? Better stay home and watch it on television.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, since nude pictures leaked out, Jennifer Lawrence.
Hey.
Has shut down her Facebook, Twitter, and all other social media. Change her phone number. She is moving. Like I said before, Jennifer, just don't send nude pictures of yourself out to people.
Yeah, that'll solve everything.
That's the way to solve it, yeah. Showing their ignorance and stupidity, Eminem, Rihanna, Bruce Springsteen, kicked dirt in the face of veterans last night at that big concert at the mall of the nation, right there between the White House, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Capitol. 800,000 people were there. Eminem and Rihanna, while the veterans and their family and children listened, dropped 17 F-bombs.
Yeah, that's real classy.
And Bruce Springsteen actually sang a song that was anti-draft, anti-military. Hello, it was Veterans Day. Veterans were there.
Brother.
Idiots. The Tale of Two Foundations. Ryan Seacrest Foundation helps the underprivileged. That's good. What people say aren't good is not good is that he pays huge salaries to both his sister and dad, who are head of the board.
Oh, my. I hate that stuff.
I know. John Travolta uses his dead son's name, Jet, to generate interest, I'm sure sympathy, and certainly to generate money for his foundation. What a lot of people don't know is that John Travolta's foundation, most of the money goes to Scientology,
ooh,
which is a cult.
I agree.
This date in history, born on November 12th, a true monster. Charles Manson is 80 years old today.
80?
Well, happy birthday, Chucky.
Yeah. You never hear enough about Chucky.
Man.
And also born today, in my opinion, the biggest cheater in baseball history. It's not Mark McGwire. It's not Barry Bonds. It's not Roger Clemens. It's Sammy Sosa, who not only took drugs, illegal drugs, obviously, the way he beefed up, but he was caught using cork bats.
That's right.
At least 12 times the last year he played baseball.
That's right.
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking drugs, so you're cheating, and you're using cork bats. How many home runs did he hit with cork bats?
Yeah, let's keep
made the ball fly 40% further.
But let's keep Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly. I could not agree with you more, Franco. We on the same page, Franco. And finally. Anyone comes to an end, Frank.
I was like, you might need another drink. You're not relaxed enough.
Hold on a second.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's that glass.
You know, if the listener sent me a bottle of wine, I would acknowledge and thank the listener, but I didn't hear that.
I probably should have, but I didn't know whether or not.
You don't know who it was.
You don't remember.
I don't remember.
The wine was that good
that
he can't even
remember. He was very nice. He sent it UPS. So it cost him some money. He felt that I was being mistreated by
right
people.
Right now,
there
that guy
studio.
Is devastated. He's sitting here right now listening, going, he's gonna mention me. He's going to mention
you know
me.
You know what? You know who you are.
What? Yeah, he knows who he is, but I
feel really bad. I thought about mentioning his name. And I
ripped
thought,
that
I
package right open through the label away and just tore right into
the wine.
It's
all right to mention your name. Drop me another email.
Hey, look, it's a bottle of wine. Who's it from? I don't care.
No. I got to protect the innocent.
Uh-huh. That guy's devastated right now.
Yeah. Oh, shut
this
up.
This was his 15 seconds of fame.
Well, surely this at least just get me a mention.
You know what? I don't need to hear you popping off.
You got to think about the feelings of others.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Did I say finally yet?
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody says no. Somebody says
probably
yes.
Like a $100 bottle of wine.
Name the name of the star who says her dream was not to be an actress, but to be a teacher. Renee Zellweger, Nicole Kidman, Sandra Bullock, Eva Longoria.
Oh, I'm going to go with Sandra Bullock.
I'll say Renee Zellweger.
Then I'll say Kidman.
The answer is Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Mm. Hey, you might give a knob, I'm Hollywood, I'm having a drink of wine, say ya.
Oh, you can't hear me now.
Nope.
Now, seriously, to that guy out there listening,
oh,
you know what?
Goodness.
On behalf of Mike Evans, I'll apologize.
Yeah.
If somebody, he even said, a listener sent me a bottle of wine. I said, was it a St. Louis? Yeah, St. Louis listener. And he didn't even acknowledge or thank the person.
And then he said the guy sent him a wine because he felt that we were making fun of him.
And what does he
do?
Well,
now you understand why we make fun of him. Uh-huh. He forgets to listen.
Now you know why we treat him the way we do. And maybe now you won't ever send him a bottle of wine again. And I'm sure it wasn't an $8 bottle of wine. Probably pretty nice.
Oh, no. He would have just thrown that away.
And the guy probably has told his family, his coworkers, hey, turn on the radio because Mike Evans is going to mention I sent him a really nice bottle of wine and nothing.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're not like that. I'm glad. Let's make a pledge right now. We'll never be like that.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Agreed. Like the SEALs ethos. That'll be our pledge. Schaefer has a C in it because there are Schaefers without a C. Other Schaefers around the country, other places. This one has a C. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And doing that for the last 15 or 16 years has apparently paid off. Because they're still solid advertisers. They get lots of business from you folks who are AM and the PM, who get into an accident. And an accident doesn't necessarily mean another car. It could be a deer. It could be just you and a pole that you backed into like I did a few years ago, and I was so mad I went around and as soon as I got my car back, I traded in. I was so mad at myself. And that was before backup cameras and the beepers and all that stuff. Just before, because the next year, that car came out with a camera and backup beeping sensors. And, of course, I bought the year before, backed into a steel pole, put a big crease in it, and man, was I mad. But when I got it back from Schaefer, it was perfect. It was perfect. I was just still mad at myself and it. So that's the deal. It doesn't matter how bad the damage is. You may look at it and go, man, that's probably total. Well, if it is, it is. It's total. But if it's not, even if it's close, and they tell you it can be repaired, they don't just mean it can be, they mean it'll be done perfectly. And it will. You are going to love dealing with these people. You're not going to want to deal with them on a regular basis. That would mean that you're in accidents all the time. There's a problem there. But when you do need great body work and great service that goes with it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, 7 locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Parktown Audi is your premier Audi dealer in St. Louis. Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at parktownaudi.com.
It's round ball time again.
This Friday, Coach Kim Anderson and the Missouri Tigers take on the Kangaroos of UMKC at Mizzou Arena. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8. Catch it all right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Hey, Mizzou fans, stop by before or after the game and see what Real's all about. Lion's Choice has been serving real roast beef sandwiches since 1967. Quality, taste, and nutrition is what we're all about. Stop by today. Get real.
Traffic got you down?
Give transit a try with Citizens for Modern Transit's new Try and Ride program. Get a personalized transit route from home to work, fare, tickets, and more.
Visit cmt-stl.org.
I'm Jim Huer, inviting you to listen to The Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, there we go. There's the bongo music I was waiting for. Well, this was a fun day. Hey, tomorrow is Talent Show Day. Don't forget that. The Talent Show, The Call is alive and well, and we're waiting for your talent tomorrow. So we will see you then. Please make a point to be with us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Some St. Louis area churches have decided to offer their buildings up as sanctuary should protests reignite. But what does that really mean?
Dealing with very cold temperatures across the St. Louis area, and it's just not for us. This is cold that goes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. I'll let you know what's on tap right through the weekend.
Homicide detectives on the scene after a man was shot in North St. Louis. The details on this investigation. And a young Missouri man wrongfully accused of murder spends a decade behind bars. Hear his exclusive sit-down interview after his first year of freedom. It's coverage you can count on Fox 2 News at 6.
But first at 6, Dominican Republic officials say that Cardinal